Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge. This episode of Home Sweet Home Chicago is sponsored by David Hochberg and MegaPros Home Improvement and Restoration, Joe Cotton Ford, Ray Kaplan, and PermaSeal. For additional sponsors of the Home Sweet Home program, please visit WGNradio.com/Home Sweet Home Chicago. Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Good morning, Chicago. This is David Hochberg, your very gracious host. We got a packed show. Rich Dykstra, Senior Dykstra Home Services, Roy Spencer, PermaSeal, Ray Kaplan, Kaplan Law Firm, Tracy Kahn, Joe Cotton Ford, MegaPros Jeremy from MegaPros Home Improvement, and I'm dedicating this show to the 773 texter who sent in the first text saying how horrible we are. So this is for you, 773. Elwood, brother, how many miles in Chicago?
106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes. It's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
Hello, Chicago!
My name is David Hochberg, host of Home Sweet Home Chicago.
That's the best in the city of Chicago.
Where you from?
Chicago.
It's time for Home Sweet Home Chicago.
We're on a mission from God.
With your host, David Hochberg.
312-981-7200. We love text messages. If you like us, you hate us, we just love that you're listening and that you feel so inclined to participate in the show. So please keep them coming, good or bad, happy or sad. We are here for you. 312-981-7200. MegaPros call, text, and photo line. Home Sweet Home Chicago on until 1. So set your schedules accordingly. If you do not like us, 101 John Hansen will be in here hosting Let's Get Legal, and you'll be perfectly happy. 312-981-7200.
Hey, David.
Yes, Carmen.
You're off at 12:45 today.
Oh, I'm off at 12:45. Thank you, Carmen.
No problem.
Breaking news. We're off at 12:45 today. So there, we've got hockey too. So John Hansen, you could tune in next weekend. Thank you, Carmen. Let's go around the horn because we don't have a lot of time. We got to talk fast. Rich Dykstra, Senior Dykstra Home Services. What are we talking about today?
Today we're going to talk about buying a new furnace as quick as you can because prices are going up.
That's unbelievable. We talked about it prior to the show in January of 2020. The price of a furnace was how much?
Oh, probably about $3,500.
Right. Price today?
About $8,000.
And price in January?
Will be up 10%.
$8,800. Went from $3,000 to $8,800 in three years.
Right.
Wow.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's like Groundhog Day.
And it's still going to be cold in the winter.
It's still going to be cold in the winter and hot in the summer.
Okay.
As far as I know.
And you're offering financing opportunities?
Financing 0% for 72 months. No money down. If you don't want to, you don't have to.
Okay. Phone number?
1-800-421-3220 or WGNHeatingGuy.com.
And that's your topic today. I give you guys a call now because prices are going up.
Prices are going up.
What day is it? About 11, 12 days.
Yeah.
15 days.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Unbelievable.
It's crazy.
All right, Roy Spencer, PermaSeal, up to 500,000 happy clients. Amazing.
It is.
How does that make you feel, Roy Spencer?
It is amazing. I just, it's hard because I told you, I remember my first customer, and that was 44 years ago. And so to think of a 500,000 customers, that just shows, you know, the power of a tribe and all the good people we've working for us all these years and our gracious customers who refer us and tell two friends and tell two friends, and the math becomes amazing.
And it doesn't hurt that the building materials that they built homes with in the 60s. were not as superior as they are today. And a lot of those homes in my old neighborhood in Charlemagne and Northbrook, every single house has some type of structural challenge. And what I just learned yesterday at lunch, that a house was so badly damaged, structural was so poorly so greatly damaged, right? It was so poor that somebody bought the house, knocked it down, and built a completely new house because the foundation was completely blown up.
Well, yeah, I mean, we go through spates where, you know, in the building boom and people are building on land they didn't used to build on. And there's always builders who take shortcuts,
yep,
who don't use the best building practices. That's always been the case. But, you know, good news, bad news. The good news is we build our basements, foundations out of concrete, which is, there's nothing better, hasn't been for 100 years, but all concrete cracks. So right. It's a very common problem, but can also be fixed, and so that's the best news.
Phone number?
800-421-7325.
And you're going to be talking about Shore Backup, and one of our listeners had a very messy situation in their basement, and you were able to help them out.
And everybody has a sewer line, so yeah, we need to talk about it. Nobody wants to talk about this, but we need to talk about it.
We need to talk about it, especially in the winter, because they crack.
Year-round, you know, they're in a state of degradation, and so they need maintenance, and it's just not something any of us think about
having to
maintain our sewers.
Got it. Ray Kaplan, holy smokes, was a lot of stuff going on.
There is. There's a lot. There's been a lot going on for the past 2 years, but this especially is big news from the Department of Ed releasing those new guidelines, making
bankruptcy.
It much easier to get rid of your student loans, even your federal student loans, which were previously untouchable in bankruptcy. Giving us guidelines where, under most circumstances, we'll probably be able to get rid of at least partial discharge of people's student loans. This doesn't apply to private loans, but for federal loans, it certainly does. And there are going to be a lot of people who are going to be eligible to get rid of their federal loans altogether.
Because that was, until recently, this past month or two,
right,
the third rail. You could not throw a student loan, a federal student loan, into bankruptcy.
Exactly. You couldn't discharge it. There are, you know, as we would talk about all the time, there are a lot of other things that we could do to help with student loans, both federal and private. But this is really big news because essentially it's kind of a workaround of the statute, which would make it impossible to get rid of them. So we are seeing a lot of clients who will be in a position to get rid of hundreds of thousands of dollars of loans because they filed a bankruptcy. And it's really just a question of being able to show the Department of Ed that, look, our expenses exceed our income.
Yeah, like pretty much for everybody that's listening right now.
Right? Yep.
Yes. Because the costs have not been kept in check, and nobody's talking about the cost of the education. Forget about, you know, dumping hundreds of thousands of dollars on 18-year-olds and their parents. Nobody's talking about the cost of where this money's going through. And if you talked about that, you'd have less of challenges out there. But nobody's talked about the increase of the cost of education.
Yeah, absolutely. Needs to be addressed.
Yeah. I talked about that.
Well, how are you going to fix it?
How are you going to fix it?
How are you going to
fix it? You talk about the costs.
Okay. I like your plan.
Ray Kaplan, I got solutions for everything.
You do.
I'm going to go to this 773's house. I'm going to give this guy or gal a hug.
Well, did you see the next text?
No, Dave, tell the texter that they can. Okay, yeah.
Yeah, I know. That. We're not going to read that.
They could sit on something. Well, thank you, 574.
The rest of us love your show.
Well, that's good.
That's good. Thank you.
Yeah, we'll have a big kumbaya. If our listeners want to reach out to you, Ray, how do they reach out to you?
312-294-8989 or check us out at financialrelief.com.
Tracy Kahn, we were talking about before, Roy made the comment, I was going to bring it up. There are cars on lots in my area, in the Northbrook Glenview area, that in the past 12 months, there haven't been as many cars on the lots. It's not like bumper to bumper and side by side. They're still parking them on the diagonal. Okay, obviously, digging up two spaces. Yep. But you've got two or three rows deep now of cars parked on a diagonal. And back in the day, 6, 8, 12 months ago, you'd only have one row. And they'd basically be parked sideways.
Yeah.
Okay.
Pretty much. Yeah.
Taking three.
Yeah.
So what's going on?
Well, they're finally starting to recover from this fire in the chip factory that was in Taiwan. So that's starting to produce chips. And now chips are no longer the biggest problem. You know, there's a lot of other problems, soft trim, so like dash pads, armrests, door panels, those types of things. Those are becoming in short supply now. So it's just kind of shifted from one to the other, but we're gradually getting back to a place where we have vehicles on the lot again. That was the first thing Roy said to me when I walked in the studio this morning was, hey, I see there's vehicles on the lots.
Yeah.
So no longer, like you said, do we have 7 or 8 vehicles. We have 41 as of yesterday morning. We have vans. We have pickup trucks. We have...
Is pricing down?
Some, yes. Okay. The commercial vehicles, not so much yet for people who are trying to take advantage of Section 179, but there are plenty of those vehicles available
that.
Right now.
You can't, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good.
That's so do
good
you think know. They're going to extend that 179?
I think so. I don't think anything's going to happen right now with the split Congress.
Okay.
I don't think the tax plan that they had is going to go through now.
And that is the 170 now, where you could write off a car for
up to 100% of the vehicle. Yeah,
for over 6,000 pounds.
Towing 6,000 pounds GVW. Yes, GVW. not the weight of the empty weight of the vehicle, but the gross vehicle weight.
So I want to talk about that. Also, okay. I want to talk about the electric car boom that we're talking about.
Yeah,
and a couple other things that you would like to talk about. Also, service and your service bay has been booming because truck parts are for some models in short supply, and especially new trucks are in short supply, so you got to keep the fleet on the road a lot longer and keep those trucks maintained.
Yeah. So if you can't get vans and trucks and that for these fleets, they have to fix what they have, and so consequently our service department's been very busy with that.
Phone number if our listeners want to reach out to your team today to look at cars and trucks.
630-682-9200 or joecottonford.com.
MegaPros Jeremy from MegaPros Home Improvement. And that's not up. Hang on, we got to do this.
D9.
Okay, well, that kind of blew.
Tail end is fine.
Yeah,
that's 847-658-8989.
Everybody knows the front anyway.
Yeah, they'll know it. Yeah.
89. Just 9.
Just 89.
Yeah. 89. What, Mega. I want to talk to you about planning for the spring, getting the projects in. Also, we talked about at breakfast how another big company out there that you compete with on a daily basis quoted a guy a little more money than you did, but
longer time frame,
the extra 2 months. Yep. So I want to talk about that. Yep. And also where you see the future holds in forecasting going out, and also a home off of Walters and Landwehr, Ray. They built a steel framed home. I haven't seen a steel framed home a block off a block west off of Landwehr.
It's right a nice place.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's a pretty big house right by the stoplight there. You know what I'm talking about?
It's a great place.
Yeah. You're rolling the dice between lumber and steel, right? Yeah.
Well, that's what I want to talk about.
Yeah.
Because they started that 6 months ago. Uh-huh. They're under roof. They're all tied up, and they're doing the interior work now. Yeah. But we haven't seen a steel-built home in our area in a long time.
Right.
Yep. Right. And Ray and I live about 3 miles away from each other. So
maybe that guy owns a steel mill.
Maybe he owns a scrap company.
Probably not. If he owns a scrap company.
Or a steel. Listen, maybe. Yeah, you could have a steel manufacturing company. Maybe. If our listeners want to reach out to you.
847-658-8989.
We're going to take a quick break because we blew through this really quick. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. That's a MegaPros call, text, and photo line. And programming note, we are replaying your father's last show on Christmas Eve, 1 week from today. We're going to pay some bills. Be right back.
Home Sweet Home Chicago.
My blower has been running for the last 10 years.
What did you just say?
David's going to go somewhere with that.
I already did.
You already did.
I already did. Yeah. I said I checked with his wife, and she confirmed that. Our listeners know.
They know.
A sarcastic remark is
like
coming.
It's like a soft pitch and a home run.
I know. 3-2 fastball, and the fastball's coming.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200. Since we had a long opening, we've got a short stretch here, so let's just take care of some text messages here. Tracy Kahn, is the Mustang Mach-E heavy enough for the tax credit?
No. The gross vehicle weight is not over 6,000 pounds, so it does not qualify for the Section 179 tax credit.
Ray Kaplan, are you accepting applications now for the bankruptcy opportunity for the student loans?
Absolutely.
So how do our listeners take advantage of that, and how do they know if they qualify for something like that?
Right. So there's an extensive process that we have to go through to make sure that the applicant is going to meet the requirements that were just released by the Department of Ed, and that was November 21st was the release of the new guidelines. But basically what they're saying is that if you meet these particular guidelines, and we fill out an attestation form and send it to the Council for the Department of Education, they will agree to a court-ordered, so an agreed order, agreeing to wipe out the student loans in the bankruptcy.
Wow.
So we go through an extensive process just to make sure you meet these requirements. And then if so, and a Chapter 7 or a 13 otherwise makes sense for you, then we'll go ahead and file it, file the adversary, file the attestation, and get rid of those student loans.
You, walking down the hall into the studio, you said that some attorney, we were talking about it, because you and I haven't talked since the news broke, that some attorneys are scared of that and are sitting on the sidelines waiting for others to enter the octagon and battle the Department of Ed or whoever they're battling. You're not afraid.
No, not afraid, because I think attorneys have an aversion to anything new, right? You're used to practicing a certain way. You're used to telling clients and student loan borrowers, there's nothing we can do for your student loans. And that was the case 20 years ago, but it's not the case, and it hasn't been the case really since 2007. So with these new guidelines, attorneys really need to be well-versed, because honestly, it would probably be malpractice to advise your clients that there's nothing we can do about your student loans when these new guidelines have been released.
And you're ready to roll.
Ready to roll.
All right. Phone number before we hit the break.
312-294-8989.
See, Ben, I got us to the bottom of the hour in a professional manner without trying to get 10 pounds of potatoes in a one-pound sack. Mister, we got to rush it. See? Boom. And Kleppen's sitting there going, whatever. That's cool, man.
Bro.
I'm fine.
Bro. Yeah.
I'm just sitting here having a sandwich. Let David do his thing. All
hey,
right.
Did you bring sandwiches?
I got sandwiches. I don't know what sandwich
you're. He doesn't have a vest on.
I don't know what sandwich you're eating, but it's not the ones that I brought. So it's probably Carmen's probably going to be upset. And by the way, it's the Northwestern DePaul basketball game. All right, we're going to come back. Rich Dykstra Senior talking about all the good news about inflating prices to keep yourself warm on January 1st. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. And then after we talk about that, we're going to throw it to Roy to talk about sewage. 312-981-7200. That is a MegaPros call, text, and photo line. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago at 720 WGN.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com for all of our contact information. Rich, we were talking earlier about the fact that the pricing has gone astronomically through the roof. In 2020, January 2020, the cost of a furnace was roughly
$3,500.
And now it's $8,000 on the way to $8,800.
Yeah.
And what now, you've talked about this on our show, that there's a carrier factory in
Indianapolis.
In Indianapolis, and they had to pull people off the line, workers off the line, due to COVID restrictions.
Right. Or they would have six people, they had to have three instead.
Which would obviously, you know, I'm not a mathematician, but that would cut production 50%.
Absolutely.
And is that back to normal?
That's all back to normal. Residential equipment is pretty much readily available. It's we can get a hold of it without any problem. That's better. And you just don't want to wait. You know, it's silly to wait to replace your furnace, because now next week, look, it's going to be 3 degrees on Tuesday, 4 degrees on Wednesday. If your furnace is starting to go, don't wait.
What is the cause of all of these price increases? I mean, why? I understand capitalism. I get all that. But to see this big of a jump over a three-year period is a little McSugie.
It's crazy. I mean, they say, oh, the circuitry, we have to... We're waiting for that. The metal's gone up. The copper's gone up. The aluminum's gone up. So they keep any chance to raise the price. And it's all the manufacturers. I got a letter this week for Trane and Lennox. They're going up 10% in January. So it's just the whole industry is
it's
crazy.
A pass-through.
Yeah, pass-through. That's all it is.
Are there cost increases? Are there material shortages? Or is this just the manufacturers taking a profit grab?
I think it's a combination. You know, material, I don't think it's material, because we can get all the equipment now.
Okay.
So that shouldn't be an issue.
Steel and circuit boards and motors,
right.
All that
and
stuff.
And everything's gone up, no doubt, but it's, I can't see where it's gone up that much.
Well, the price of cold rolled steel has come down.
Yeah.
I can tell you that, because I got friends in the steel industry for the past 8-9 months. So it's not the cost of the steel that they're stamping to wrap the furnaces. No.
And I've never seen... In my whole career, I've never seen the prices come down.
And you've been in it
ever
since the 20s.
Yeah, since coal.
It's unbelievable.
Since coal.
Oil. You have to remember, diesel fuel is still $5 a gallon.
Yeah. Home heating oil is cheaper, though.
Yep. But
you still have to get it delivered.
Home heating oil and gas bills, I've been talking about this on the radio for the past month. We're getting calls from experienced homeowners on fixed income when they got their first gas bill, because they're turning on their heat now, freaking out because their gas bill has doubled and in some cases tripled.
Wow.
Because they have to keep their homes warm.
Well, they said I just heard on the radio that Nicor is 50% higher than people's gas. There's no explanation for it.
312-981-7200 if you got any call for D. Rich Dykstra Sr. The cost of getting it to the... You made that comment, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
The price of gas is almost in the twos. Okay? I mean, we're close... I filled up...
Gasoline, not diesel.
I fully understand. But I just wanted to bring that up because a lot of our listeners were getting just absolutely purged on their budgets trying to fill up their tank. It would cost... The pump would turn off because it would get over
too much money.
It was too much money on a credit card, and then the credit alerts would stop the pump from working. When we get to $4 or $4.50, it would just turn off, and you'd still have another quarter to a third, to go.
Yeah.
But that's come down. Why is diesel so expensive?
It's the taxes on the diesel. It's the road fuel taxes on the diesel that they're having to offset for electric vehicles because they're not collecting any tax money on the diesels or on the electric vehicles. I'm sorry.
Oh, so the electric vehicles.
Wow. Yeah.
It's a fault to the
we got to blame somebody, right?
Absolutely.
Okay. Who's got an electric vehicle here? Anybody? We want to blame you.
No hands. No hands. Way
Jennifer
to go, America.
Does.
Yeah.
312-981-7200.
My kids do.
Your kids do. 312-981-7200. It's MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. We've got, I'm going to bring on line one here. Rob out in Morris, you got a question for Rich.
Yes. Do you guys go out to Morris?
No, we don't. No, we don't.
Do you have anybody in Morris refer?
I will. Once I get to my office on Monday, I'll get a hold of you.
How's that, Rob?
Yes.
What are you looking for? What are you looking for?
The duct cleaning, I understand you guys do the complete duct service, you know, with the brushes and the vacuum and all that kind of stuff.
Right, with the duct whip. Correct? With the duct whip, yes, absolutely. Yes. Yeah.
You still doing that in the winter?
Yeah, Oh, yeah, we do.
Are you having challenges in your home with the quality of the air, Rob?
I don't know. We've been there a little over a year, and we just wanted to make sure it was all cleaned out and everything.
How old is the house?
70s.
Yes, then you've got a lot of dirt. You got a lot of dust and dirt in the ductwork, no doubt about it.
You have any pets?
No. Are
you an extremely hairy man?
No.
Okay.
That's good.
Oh, that's good.
Losing hair every day.
That's good.
There you go. Yeah. Oh, he's losing hair. Yeah.
Okay, that's fine.
That'll happen.
That could get in the ductwork.
It's not going in the ductwork.
It's not going in the ductwork.
It's going in the drain.
It's going in the drain. That's when you call Roy.
Clogging the sewers.
Clogging the sewers, which we'll talk about next. Hang on, buddy, for your Mr. Floor cleaning product, and we'll get... you'll call Rob and connect him with somebody reputable in the Morris area.
Yes, I will.
That will help him with his ductwork cleaning.
You bet.
All right. Phone numbers, if our listeners want to reach you to talk about your services and products, is what?
1-800-421-3220 or WGNHeatingGuy.com.
We got a great texter here, 847. David, every business keeps raising prices until people stop buying. It is that simple. Some of it's because of cost increases, but it is not proportional. It's all profit, which I can agree with that. But the challenge is, if it's 14 degrees and it feels like 5 below, right, negative 5 with the wind chill or whatever variables are out there, it feels like that. I said it properly this time. You need heat, and if somebody's charging $8,000, you'll pay $16 if you want to keep your family.
Yeah, you got to have heat.
You need heat.
Heat.
Phone number one more time.
1-800-421-3220.
All right, this is Homes from Chicago on 720 WGN. We're going to pay some bills. Come back with the Roy Spencer after these messages, talking about sewer challenges.
Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Roy Spencer, Mr. Permasil.
You know, as far as your product, what's the process with that?
We have our Permasil way of doing things, but it starts with crack. The entire crack, the most common crack, structural crack, excavate the crack, see the crack. But that's just crack repair, and there may be a crack there may be not.
I'm also thinking about being a crack dealer. Not like a mean crack dealer, but, you know, like a nice one. Just kind of friendly, like, hey, what's up, guys?
Crack talk with Mr. Permasil.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200, MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. Roy Spencer, the sewer lines are how far underneath the ground?
Three, At least 3 feet deep.
At least 3 feet deep.
Yep.
And Rich was saying during the 70s, when he was out, you know, in his tank tops and his real tight terry cloth shorts and his aviator glasses with the, you know, the mirrored ones in his Jeep, because that's the way he rolled back then, with his feathered haircut part in the middle when he had hair. He's saying back in the 70s, pipes froze because he was in that business, but now it's not so much pipes freezing, it's the cracks in the backup.
Yeah, by far. I mean, very seldom are you going to have a frozen sewer line unless it wasn't buried deep enough or something, and or if you have an apocryphal winter like Rich remembers.
Right.
But the most common cause of sewer problems is sewers get clogged. They get clogged with a lot of different things. You know, tree roots, just grease, sediment, anything goes down your drains, you know, ends up, and, you know, it gets... and then... You know, it's a pipe in the ground. It's not a solid pipe. It's segments of pipe that are put together. There's joints. The soil's moving all the time, expansion, contraction. So it makes sense. The pipe sometimes gets sheared. Sometimes cracks, you know, appear. A lot of these old pipes, sewer lines, pipes that we have are old vitreous clay that just gets brittle and breaks down. So it's not too hard to imagine why your sewer line gets compromised. And it's not an uncommon problem at all. The biggest thing, David, to me is that people don't know. They don't even know to check. They never think about it. And I don't blame them. Who wants to think about their sewer lines? But when they do think about it is when it doesn't work. And then it's a big problem, because when sewer backs up into your home, it's not just, okay, get the mop and bucket. I mean, it's a sanitary situation. Horrible. Sometimes you have, inches of water. Sometimes but it's contaminated water. It needs to be sanitized and cleaned up. And it's just not a pleasant experience. Anybody's gone through a sewer backup knows what I'm talking about.
So what do you guys offer to that? And again, I'll bring up a perfect example. A guy that works with us bought a home. He did not do a sewer inspection prior to the purchase of his home. Less than 4 months after moving into a home, he had to replace the sewer line because it cracked. So how much of an investment is it for our listeners who are going to be going out buying homes either now or at the beginning of next year and through next year? What's the investment to run a camera through the sewer line to make sure the home that you're buying doesn't have any, is not compromised, the sewer line's not compromised, which could cost thousands, if not tens of thousands, if it's a major job to replace?
Yeah, well, it's, a camera inspection line is less than $300. And so we run it all the way from the main inside the home all the way out to the street connection. And it's a very high-definition camera. So we can see exactly what kind of condition your sewer line is in. But, again, it's not your friend's fault that he didn't do that. Almost nobody does that. Right. Everybody gets the home inspected. And I think we all just kind of assume, well, of course, well, they checked out the sinks, all the faucets work, the electrics work, and the roofs look. Everything's good at the inspection board. But home inspectors will be the first to tell you, we don't look at the sewer line. They make because they have no idea. And so you buy the home. And so that just happened. One of my employees, he bought a home, and unfortunately, he doesn't listen to my commercials.
Sure.
So he didn't have his sewer line inspected either. And sure enough, 4 days after he moved into the house, they got a big mess. The sewers backed up. He had an emergency. Our guy went out, and he had masses, like just a mass of tree roots that had built up. And the previous owner may not even known about it, and it just got to a critical mass where all of a sudden it couldn't clog anymore, water couldn't pass through, and all of a sudden you got a big mess and things. So it could have been avoided, obviously, if the previous owner or my employee had it inspected when home. And so you can ride it out, and then that catastrophe never would have happened. So my challenge to all our listeners is to have your sewer line inspected, because they're all in a state of degradation. It doesn't really matter how old your house is. I mean, if it's less than a year or two old, I mean, that sewer line is subject to degradation. Depends on how much, mature trees you have in your thing. But it could actually be, the pipe could be sheared during construction of a brand new house.
Sure.
When they backfill, sometimes that sewer line gets compromised right then. So I think it's worth everybody's time. in 300 hours to get a baseline picture of what kind of shape your sewer line is.
Here's a great question, 763 texter. Does a seller have to tell the buyers about any previous sewer problems? Yes, there is a disclosure page that you have to fill out disclosing that you have a sewer problem. In
or
you,
any problem.
Or any problem.
Any problem.
Does that mean you have a problem or that you've ever had? So if you had your sewer rotted out 5 years ago and it was, haven't had a problem since, do you have to disclose that?
I don't think so.
I would say yes.
Really? I would say no. Okay. I would,
you know what?
I think there's
between
not...
Between you and I?
Yeah.
I probably wouldn't put it on there either.
Well, it's not a problem anymore. Sure. You had a repair. Do you put list every repair you ever had done in your home? No.
I think it's better to say we had a problem and we fixed it.
Well, that's the right thing to do, right. But legally, I don't think you're obliged to do that.
Okay, so you could have your sewer line rotted out.
Yep.
Okay, but then... And everything's fine, but like both of our guys at work, both of our employees, they both had challenges that the seller knew nothing about. So if the seller doesn't know anything about it, and there's no shot the seller's going to be like, you know what, I'm gonna call PermaSeal and I'm gonna send send a camera through my sewer line to see if I have any cracks.
They're not looking for
problems. Well, they don't pay for the building inspector to come through and inspect it for flaws. So it is incumbent upon the buyer, and so again, I would challenge all our listeners, before you buy a new house, just add that to your checklist. I'm going to have the home inspected. Perfect. I'm also going to have my sewer line inspected. It will save you time. You know, I got to tell you that the other upshot of this happened after we rotted out and got a sewer line clean. The next rain, which it rained a little while ago and just the other day, and he had our sewer backup. And you know what it was? It was municipal sewer backup.
Oh, wonderful.
So even though his pipe was clear, the city sewers backed up. Now, he had no way of knowing this again. And I said, John, the only way you're going to find out, you have to call, and I recommend everybody does this before they buy a house, call the village hall. They have a sewer department. Hey, can you tell me, does this address have a history of the city sewers backing up?
Wow.
It is, and nobody thinks to do that. But otherwise, you're walking into a problem that you
thousands of dollars.
Exactly.
Yeah. It's a mess, and thousands of dollars.
Yeah, municipal sewer backup is even a bigger problem.
Phone number for our listeners wanting to reach out to get their sewer lines inspected.
800-421-SEAL.
Now, we're going to take a quick break, come back with Tracy Kahn and Ray Kaplan talking about cars and student loans. If that doesn't go together, I don't know what it is. If you could get rid of your student loans, you might be able to afford a new car and maybe a new house.
Or a new furnace.
Or a new furnace, or maybe a new house to get your sewers inspected prior to buying it. Or maybe call Jeremy and put an addition on. See, it all comes together. 312-981-7200. Jeff in Algonquin, I'm going to have Rich pick up during the break to answer your question. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. It's a MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago at 720 WGM.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200 is a MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. We are here to help you. If you want to get some great coffee, go to coffee4cause.org. Coffee4cause.org. So it's coffee4cause.org. Order coffee and they will donate a click on the Vestathon and a portion of the transaction we donated to the Vestathon that we are having on February 18th of this coming up in 2023. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com, WGNDavid.com. Section 179.
Yes.
Explain what that is for business owners, because if you are not a business owner, you cannot take advantage. I had a little hiccup there. Sorry. You hear that? Like dead air. It's like that ComEd commercial. It's what is Section 179 and how can it positively impact business owners?
So Section 179 is a code from the IRS, and basically it will allow you to write off 100% of the price of a vehicle or equipment. It doesn't necessarily have to be a vehicle, but if it is a vehicle, it has to be over 6,000 pounds gross vehicle weight, not empty weight, gross vehicle weight. And you'll find that on the tag inside your door, inside the driver's door. It'll say what the GVW is of every vehicle. And then you can and check with your accountants, because I've gotten some calls saying that I didn't make enough money to write off 100% of the vehicle. So please check with your accountants.
Before you just buy a bunch of vehicles.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
It's one vehicle or a fleet of vehicles?
It could be up to $500,000.
Yep.
$500,000.
Yeah.
So how much is a van?
A billion. Probably. It's $1 billion. Come on, Joe. Too much money.
Settle down, mini-me. No, they're probably $60,000 for a van right now.
Yeah.
So $60,000 for a van.
Yeah. Yes.
But so if you're, but trucks, I mean, how much is a Ford truck like our contractor would use?
$60,000.
Depending, well, the way.
I just have a sad face all the time.
The way you drive them sure. there. Yeah. But oh, no, nice. they start around $35,000, $40,000, depending on what you get. But if you get a crew cab with leather interior and all of this, it could be $60,000, $70,000.
And this could save our listeners a ton of money on taxes.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. If they're a business, and please check with your accountants.
Yeah, I think, I mean, big business, small business, but some people are unaware of that.
Right. Yeah, I know. Just, and that's part of
started,
why.
I started this year, I started last year, and yeah, so.
Yeah. And that's why I'm talking about this on the air, because there's so many people that haven't even heard of Section 179. Yep. Your father was always on me about Section 179. I got to make sure
great
we
tool.
Match this.
And, it's yes, a great tool.
Absolutely.
And they talk about changing it every year.
And if you're a business owner or own a business, which I guess you'd be a business owner, right? Master of the obvious here. And you want to drive a luxury sedan, most of those luxury sedans are over 6,000 pound GVW.
You have,
yes.
You have to look.
Yes.
The Mercedes
look,
are.
Yes. There are many vehicles are, especially SUVs. Yes. Not so much the sedans as much, but the SUVs, most of those are 6,000 pounds or more.
Okay.
We just went through this on the last show where we had to look up an Explorer, and it was 6,150 or something.
Yep.
But it's over 6,000 GVW, but an Escape isn't going to fit the bill.
I know. Boo.
Sorry.
Just a bunch of sad news coming from the auto industry right now.
Well, for the cars you drive a bigger car. 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com for all of our contact information. Fleet truck service. Servicing of the fleet trucks.
Yes.
Huge part of your business. You opened up during the pandemic.
It did.
When you saw an opportunity that the parts were becoming more challenging because of supply chain issues, and that business has just multiplied exponentially.
It has. I couldn't even tell you how much, but it's probably four or five fold from 2019 or 2020 really until today. But you know, since there are no new vehicles for people to purchase right now, people are spending the money on fixing up older vehicles. The average vehicle now is over 11 years old.
And finding technicians to fix those vehicles, we were talking during the break. College isn't for everybody, and Ray's coming up next. But mechanic school and mechanic training, it's going to be a long, long, long career for those men and women that aren't like credit, that aren't college bound, or you know, college isn't in them to learn a trade like wrenching trucks.
Yes. So I'm also the president of our Chamber of Commerce, and part of what I have to do is educate the parents, not necessarily the kids, but the parents, that there are blue-collar jobs that pay very, very well.
Fixing cracks, fixing furnaces, fixing houses. Yeah, that you'll retire delightfully.
Exactly.
In the trade.
And you
with
know,
no student loans.
Unlike, you know, getting a degree to feed fish, you know, where it just doesn't pay. and instead of coming out of it with $100,000 in student loan debt.
We'll put that in your 401k.
Well, yeah. I mean, obviously that doesn't help Ray, but
sorry,
still,
Ray.
There are good paying blue collar jobs where there's just not enough people going into that right now. And I don't know if it's because of this generation or what the case is.
I blame TikTok.
But we have to educate the parents because the parents tell their kids, no, you have to go to college. And not every kid is made to go to college.
Yep. Phone number for listeners want to reach out.
630-682-9200 or JoeCottonFord.com.
All right, get your text messages ready to slam Ray to be critical for helping her
help
you
a deep breath.
Alleviate all of your student loan debt or partial, because whenever Ray starts talking about it, of course, it's her fault, even though she's following something called the law that was passed in the 70s and just updated recently to help our listeners manage their student loan debt that keeps going up, and the cost of college keeps going up exponentially at record pace. But nobody wants to address that, so let's try to take care of our listeners who are sitting with a ton of debt and have no way of paying them. 312-981-7200 is the MegaPros call, text, and photo line. Ray Kaplan, the Kaplan Law Firm, coming up next, a.k.a. Student Loan Assassin. Home Sweet Home Chicago on 720 WGM.
Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Greg Kaplan, Kaplan Law Firm.
You introduced Stephen as attorney Stephen Leahy, but Ray Kaplan, just Ray Kaplan.
Attorney Ray Kaplan.
I think we have an issue here.
Ray Kaplan, the student loan assassin, because I figured that the student loan assassin carries more weight than attorney.
Ray, when someone asks you if you're a god, you say yes!
Student loan assassin's better, but okay, she wants attorney.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Boy, Benny pulled that out of the archive. Yeah, we were just talking about that during the break. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. A listener's daughter, I told this story during the break. A listener's daughter, they said, if you do great in high school, we'll send you whatever college you want. She wanted to go down to a school in Florida, oceanography, to learn about fish. Graduated, made $20 an hour feeding fish at a local aquarium, 20 hours a week, stuck with mom and dad, stuck with over $100,000 worth of student loans.
Right. Well, this is why we do a lot of pre-debt counseling. So before kids are sent off to college, we have you come in and we talk to the student and to the parents and say, okay, what's the plan here? Okay, my plan is I want to become, say, an oceanographer. And we'll look up for them what the starting salaries are, wherever they want to live, so they can have an idea of approximately what they're going to be earning in that chosen profession and the amount that it's going to take to get there. So all of the colleges list their cost of tuition and room and board, and then if they're going to need a graduate degree as well. So we factor all of that in with who's going to be taking out which loans and then applying the law to the loans as to how it will affect that family, what the exact payment will be, because there's a great deal of clarity in the law governing these federal student loans that will tell us exactly. We know the formulas that they use. They're in the statute. So we know how to show you exactly what that payment's going to be and for how long. So then you can make a determination, is this worth it? Do I really want to do this? Or maybe do I want to go to community college for a couple years, then transfer to a more expensive school, et cetera? There are ways to keep the costs down. But if you haven't done that and you find yourself in a position where you have huge student loan debt, then, and you come to us after you've already gotten yourself in that position, there are a lot of avenues and a lot of paths to either get the loans forgiven without filing a bankruptcy. However, now with these new guidelines introduced by the Department of Education, there is a path in bankruptcy to also have your loans discharged, which is a huge sea change. And attorneys really need to brush up on these.
What do you think the chances are President Biden signed a decree eliminating $10,000 worth of student debt, up to 20 per person, right? There was something like that. Tied up in the courts, a couple of attorneys general in red states tied it up. It's now going to the Supreme Court.
Right. Right. So the Supreme Court's actually agreed to hear two cases. One is by Mohila and six attorneys general from red states who are objecting to it. And
Mohila is a servicing company.
Mohila is a servicer for federal student loans,
which accepts student loan payments. Just so our listeners understand,
they service federal student loans. And then there's another challenge by two taxpayers who I believe were not eligible for the loan forgiveness. So the Supreme Court is going to hear briefings in February to decide two issues. One is whether or not these plaintiffs have standing to bring these cases before the court. And that's kind of an interesting issue to me as an attorney, because it's a question of there's very little or very narrow ways to get taxpayer standing. As a taxpayer, you don't have the right to sue an administration every time they do something that might financially impact you. Your remedy is at the ballot box. So if you don't like something that a president is doing,
your vote.
You vote.
Yeah.
So taxpayer standing is where I think that they fail. But if they do get past taxpayer standing, then the issue is, was this executive order constitutional? Or did Biden need to go through Congress, Senate, and then have it signed into law? So it's going to be interesting. I think that we might have a decision for sure by June, and then repayments on your federal student loans would probably start in August. However, they're saying that the decision might be made prior to that in February, and the most legal analysts think that it's not going to survive. So the payments are going to start again, and that the Biden loan forgiveness will be struck down.
And I think that's where the bankruptcy would take the place of the student loans. Because then Biden, and I'm not going to get political here, but then he could say he tried, it wasn't legal, let's all move on. right? So everybody that wants a $50,000, I mean, you know, let's not talk about costs, Roy. I mean, why talk about costs, you know, exploding 400 to 800% for, you know, for education? Forget, don't talk about that, but let's just talk about, you know, student loan forgiveness. And again, it's crazy. The entire system is broke, and they don't want to fix it because of even deeper political reasons. But the bankruptcy gives them the backup of saying, okay, we tried. Okay, the court saved me from having right. to do it. Okay, the people that didn't get any student loans wiped out, or didn't, or the all the blue collar workers that don't have the student loans that feel left out because they didn't have anything to wipe out. Okay, that takes care of that. Now, okay, let's throw everybody into bankruptcy.
Right, and it used to be the law that you could get rid of your federal student loans in bankruptcy up until 2005 when they changed the statute. So they made it much more difficult to get rid of student loans, and then they also broadened who all is eligible for federal student loans. So far more people have federal student loans today than they did back before 2005 when you could get rid of them.
So basically, if you have a pulse and you're breathing, you can get a student loan.
You can get student loans, pretty much, right.
Yeah. Yeah, okay, but to get a mortgage, you need a stool sample, a DNA sample, a blood sample, and a urine sample. But an 18-year-old could go get student loans, $200,000, $300,000, just by signing a FAFSA form, and you're good to go.
Well, okay, so the counter argument there, like we were talking about before, is that it's good to have an educated population.
Sure, but right? not at $300,000 when they can't pay it back when you're feeding fish for $20 an hour for 20 hours a week right. that you and put $100,000
into. That's why I really believe that people need counseling before they make these big financial decisions, and that's what we're there for.
I could teach you how to feed fish. Okay, for 15 G's, half hour, no
Hawks,
problem.
Hawks,
we got a lagoon over by Wood Oaks, a couple of miles from my house.
Oceanography.
Oceanography.
Hawks School of.
It'll be pondology, hawkology. I'll bring the fish food, too. For 15 G's, I got the fish. I'll feed the fish food. Catch and release, we'll throw it back.
At what age should parents be taking their kid to meet with you?
8 years old.
Well, I think okay. Junior. Wow. I think junior year in high school is a good time okay. because that's when the focus starts to happen for students,
real.
Right? About where am I going to go to college? What do I? What
that's
kind of
awesome.
Degree do I want to pursue? And then we can really have a plan. And it takes so much stress away from the parents and the kids cool. who think, "Oh my God, I'm going to have to take out a second mortgage." You don't have to do that. We can do it in a way that you'll know exactly how to pay for your federal or your private student loans. But if you're coming to our office, we're probably going to steer you more towards federal loans just because there's far more flexibility.
Phone number
312-294-8989.
312-981-7200. It's a MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago on 720 WGM. We're going to throw it over to Donnie in the newsroom, then come back, open it up to our entire panel. We got text messages flowing, phone lines flowing. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Donnie, we're throwing it to you, buddy.
Now, here's Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200, MegaPro's call, text, and photo lines. All right, here we go. I just ripped all our text messages. Is there any help? 815 for you, Ray. Is there any help regarding trade school fees?
Yes. So if that school accepts funding from the Department of Ed, which we can check that out for you, then the answer is yes, there's forgiveness. There's a ton of forgiveness out there. You just have to know how to access it. That's what we do.
847, if after retirement and working part-time, if your repayment is adjusted to your income, what income is considered Social Security or retirement account or just employment income? So I guess an income question for retired listeners.
So that's a really cool aspect of having federal student loans. So if you are a parent plus borrower, and we have a couple clients like this right now, I should say far more than a couple, but when you're retired, the income that they count for purposes of calculating that payment is your taxable gross income. So your Social Security is mostly excluded from that calculation. 401k income is included in that calculation, but many retirees, their payment is $0, $5 a month, $10 a month until the loans are forgiven. Because remember, federal loans are forgiven by operation of statute. It's just a question of when and whether or not that will be considered taxable income, but they will be forgiven.
Okay. Jeremy, one for you. I have heard that home smoke alarms must be hardwired if your home was built before 1988, My home was built in 1958. Do I have to retrofit all the wiring? 630 Texter. Great question.
Almost all houses now require hardwire smoke detectors. Typically, you're not going to do that when, like, just on a Tuesday,
sure.
right? Like, just don't. Everything's
how much is
fine.
That? How much of an investment is that?
It could be about $2,000, but then drywall patches, yeah. painting, and just the lovely domino effect of it. So, yeah, nothing's wrong with your smoke detector. Just put new batteries in it. That's a reminder. Please, if you haven't, put new batteries in it. But yeah, eventually, when you remodel anything and pull an interior permit, you have to hardwire smoke detect.
All new homes in Northbrook, right? Passed ordinance a couple of years back. Need to have home sprinkler system.
There's a couple towns like that now.
Home sprinkler system.
That's a fun one.
It's not.
Chicago's actually requiring that if it's over 60% of a remodel per square foot in-home sprinkler systems.
Well, right.
Wow.
So you made a comment, Jeremy, that if you're remodeling for some other reason.
It could be any
and interior. So therefore you have to upgrade your smoke detectors. That's impressive. But so they've got this ordinance where you have homes now have to have sprinkler systems. So if you're remodeling your home, are you going to have
more
to,
than
in Northbrook, you're going to have to, if you're remodeling more than 60% of the home.
Square
so if you're just putting a room addition on, you're not going to have to go back and put a sprinkler system in your whole home.
It depends on the square footage.
You have to do it to 59.9%.
Right? Yeah. And sometimes they'll count the basement. Sometimes they won't. It's
tricky.
Things are
that's huge.
Things I mean, are scarier than they ever have
it's
been.
It's one thing to wire a smoke detector, another to put a sprinkler system in your home. Holy cow.
That could be 20 grand.
Real quick.
By itself.
Wow.
Especially when it's not at least I built a home. It's a different situation.
Yeah, way different.
It's 20 grand to build a home with a sprinkler system.
Model you're not going to. Oh, my
God. Yeah. You
got to tear walls out, and it's water lines. It's a whole nother.
Yeah.
Woof. From Chuck, our home inspector, Roy. We recommend every house to have a sewer line inspection. We contract it out. So you might want to reach out to Chuck.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good tip about contacting the local water district for history of city backups. Love listening when I get a chance. So they're a home inspector, Chuck from Donahue Home Inspections. Be a huge fan of the show. Kudos to you for that recommendation.
Yeah, I'll be honest with you, I don't talk about that enough. I probably mentioned it before, but reaching out to your municipality because, again, it may not be disclosed and things, but the city does know. They know your neighborhood, they know that house, and so they know what areas where their sewers overflow, and so that's that's free. Phone call to the village.
Here's another one, 847. Row house, no outside sewer access. Inside sewer access cover will not come out because of its rust. It's rusted down. On slabs, so not easy to replace. Last time plumber went through first floor toilet. Can camera inspection be done that way? Roy Spencer of the Sewer System for 847 with a rusted sewer cover.
I'd love to have our guys look at it. And either we would put an outside clean out in, which is usually what we can do when it's not easy to access the inside. It's real easy to do an outside, so there's some expense involved, but then you don't have a plumber or a technician coming into your house and rotting out periodically, so you may avoid the expense of having that inside clean out if we can do an outside clean out. But you still need that clean out open because you need to have access, and you don't want to deal with that in an emergency when it's after sewer is backed up and you can't get this thing open. So let's get it open now.
So open the rusted get that rusted cover open,
or let us put a clean out someplace else, maybe outside where we can get away without doing that.
630. I bet you would learn. Well, listen, 630, if you're going to be critical, at least text in proper English here. I bet you would might learn something if you learn how to listen and not filibuster a conversation. 630, I bet I might understand your text message criticizing me if you did it in the proper English. And here I am, Mr. 18 on my ACT, with my English comments. 312-981-7200. 84, that's a MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. Is there any help for trade school fees?
Yes, there absolutely is. It just we can look it up for you if the school gets funding from the Department of Ed.
If after retirement and working part-time, if your repayment is adjusted to your income, what is considered, what is Social Security considered adjusted? I think I read that
one. Yeah,
right, you did.
I'm sorry. Then this one. Then I'm not sorry.
Okay, great.
I have heard that home smoke alarms must be hardwired if your home.
We did that one too. Yeah. I love you. We should throw that one out.
Somebody needs to catch David.
We
up
need
here.
A break. Yeah.
Hi, I David, and all the pros. I live in Indiana and was fortunate to receive a grant from the state, LIHEAP, Low Income Heating Energy right. Assistance Program. Covers heating, fuel, and electricity. Maybe there's a similar program in Illinois. I applied at the city trustee's office. A huge blessing. Thank you, Lisa. So I know ComEd.com/cost savings. We had a Common Energy doctor here. But ComEd does not do gas. That's Nicor. But ComEd has a lot of different programs if you live within the ComEd service area.
LIHEAP is the same in Illinois. They can go through CETA.
Okay.
CETA and get
a lot of acronyms. Or,
yeah, wait, what was it again?
What's CETA? The
Community Economic Development Association.
Look at you, Mr. Acronym Boy.
Wow. There you go.
All right, so Rich Dykstra Sr. is here with all your acronyms. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200 is the MegaPros call, text, and photo line. We got John and Crest Hill, Steve calling in. We got more calls, more texts. We're going to pay some bills. Be right back.
Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Dykstra had a moment in my basement.
Oh, I did.
He's like, I really want to see your system. And I'm like, all right, 20 minutes later, I really want to see your system. So like after the eighth time, I'm like, for love of God. So I took him in my basement. He was just having this personal event. I mean, I've never seen a guy so excited.
It doesn't take that much.
It doesn't,
you know,
obviously
rich,
not.
You know?
To get older, it takes less time.
Yeah.
And then a cigarette and a back rub and you're all good.
Yeah, I've never seen a guy that excited about a heating and air conditioning system, but wow.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200. I put tape around where your feet were. So the next time you come, you could stand in the same spot.
Oh, beautiful.
Just for you. There My you wife's go. Like, what's this tape? I'm like, it's Rich Dykstra. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. That's a MegaPros call, text, and photo line. We're going out to Crest Hill. John, you got a question for Rich.
Good morning, Dave, and your guests. And for Rich. About converting to electric. Home conversion, is electric cheaper than gas?
No.
I was always under the impression that gas was cheaper than electric in home heating.
It is.
Am I right or wrong?
You are right. You are right. You can go now. They're going with the heat pumps though, where you can combine a gas furnace with a heat pump. So it's something that, and that's the most energy efficient package you can get. You're looking at about $4,000 in rebates between the federal government and ComEd. But gas is much cheaper to heat your home than electric.
But Commonwealth Edison was saying that electric is cheaper than gas. And they're converting a whole bunch of homes somewhere in the city, you know, whatever they're doing. And they're saying it's cheaper, and to call them, and da da da. That's why I'm calling you, because you know what you're talking about.
Right. I prefer gas heat over electric.
How much,
especially in an older home?
How much is it cost for the gas pump?
For a heat pump?
Yeah, for a heat pump.
It's just a heat pump. You're looking at about $4,000 to $6,000, depending on the size.
And you get a $4,000.
And you get a $4,000 credit.
Right.
Huh.
On a high end, it's the top end units, but that's about your starting point.
So you that hooks in with the gas furnace, the heat pump.
Right, can. Right, they do have packages that though, gas heat, electric cooling naturally, and then the heat pump. And sometimes it's cheaper to run the heat pump till it gets really cold.
Does it automatically switch over?
It'll switch over.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah. That's what I was thinking about. But does that work with air conditioning too, or what?
Oh yeah,
The
heat pump replaces the air conditioner. We can come out and take a look at it. We do service Crest Hill. If you want an estimate, we can come out.
Okay, I'm gonna keep you on board on that one.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
I'm interested because I'm kind of looking at getting rid of this. Well, it's old already. It's getting ready to die, and that's why I'm stretching out, so to speak, as far as looking at options of what to do. And the heat pump, who do you do heat pumps with?
Carrier. We use Carrier.
How about Mitsubishi? I heard they
Mitsubishi is the leader in ductless splits. That's a whole different gambit. You know, it's a unit that goes up on your wall. Each room can have a cassette.
No! I don't need that. Okay, that's cool. No, I don't want that. No, I don't need the thing on the wall itself. I know what that is.
Is Rich invited to your house, John?
Sure.
All right,
anytime
Rich.
You want.
All right,
there you go.
Cool. All right, hang on, buddy. We're gonna get your address and have Rich stop by. Okay.
Thank you.
All right, buddy. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Steve and Peoria, we got about a minute before the break here. Steve, fire away. Okay, Steve. 321, Steve. Okay, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Okay, Thomas, we've got 45 seconds before the break. Got a question for Ray.
Yes, my granddaughter has $10,000 in debts. If we assume Biden's thing won't pass, and we go ahead and pay it off. If it does pass later on, do we get a rebate?
So that's a very good question. I would hold off on paying off that loan right now because there might be some trouble or more red tape in getting that money refunded to you if you pay it off. You certainly don't want to refinance it and turn it into a private loan. Since the loans are in COVID forbearance right now, that means no interest is accruing. They're just kind of frozen. So just take advantage of it, sit tight, and then we can see if the loan forgiveness does survive and she qualifies for it. Great. If not, then we can certainly make a plan to get her into the lowest payment plan or the best payment plan.
Perfect advice. Thank you so much.
Sure.
All right, hang out for your Mr. Floor cleaning product. Go to MrFloor.com, enter in WGN, get 15%. I shouldn't say that. Get a discount off your first order. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago, 312-981-7200. Hey, Jack, can you see if Steve picked up the phone and asked him to hang tight through the break? He's got a question for Rich Dykstra Sr. 312-981-7200. We've got our experts here for another 45 minutes. After the news, to answer all of your questions, 312-981-7200. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago on 720 WGM.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200, MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com. All right, let's get to the 773, Jeremy. I've asked you guys a question a number of times and never got an answer. So this texter sent in a picture of the top of a toilet.
So there's no tank on top.
Can someone please tell me why we have to flush a toilet twice when it was replaced with this new valve? I, of course, being a mortgage professional.
An expert of almost all things.
And an expert of human feces.
Oh, wow.
That's a whole other category in special training. Not everybody's up to it.
Okay.
I would take a look at your diet. Okay, so that's
good. Oh, my goodness.
About getting to root causes.
I'd take a look at maybe what you're eating if you're punching something in there that you need a double flush.
It's an old setup, right? So no tank on it. It's got a commercial line that's coming in for water. They put a Zurn valve on, which is a good... I mean, you could go to any commercial... Like, go to McDonald's, go anywhere. Zurn's going to be everywhere. It's probably just because it's really, really old. The valve's new. The lines are old. So who knows how much water is getting to it, and at the same time, you could call that manufacturer and see if they have a higher flush Zurn, but you're probably just not getting enough water to it. There's not enough pressure.
Is that something that you could handle, Roy? Mm-hmm. Or no. Is that
can you?
You could call Stanley Steamer.
No. Yeah, you could call us. We'll send a plumber out.
Absolutely. That's a plumbing challenge.
It really is a plumbing challenge.
All right.
Or in your eyes, just sell your
it's
house.
It's a dietary challenge.
Sell your house or it's a dietary challenge.
Refinance it.
No, refinancing's not going to help.
Then it'll help David.
It would help me.
Sure.
It's been a rough year.
I bet it has.
So you can
use less toilet paper.
Yep. Yes. Well, that's why you have a shower.
You can replace that entire toilet and valve and everything, but if you love it, call us. We could do some research for you.
Okay. 312-981-7200, MicroPro's call, text, and photo line. Tracy Kahn, text message here about your service bays. Do you have a monthly service program for businesses that don't have their own wrenches, their own maintenance department that'll wrench on their trucks and fix their trucks?
Yes, absolutely. There are several ways to go about that. We have a system in-house where we can keep track of everything that you have. We also have what's called telematics, where you can keep track of your whole fleet, and it will tell when each vehicle is due for whatever maintenance it is. But yes, absolutely, we can help with that.
All right. We have a question here for Ray. We have a Parent Plus loan. and one of the parents has become disabled. Is there any forgiveness possibilities?
So the question there is, which parent signed the promissory note? You can go to studentaid.gov and you can get the loan details. And there is a section where you can actually take a look at the MPN. That's the master promissory note. Whoever's name is on there, that's the parent that would need to have the disability in order to be eligible to have the entire loan balance forgiven. We've had over $4 million in federal loans forgiven under this section of the statute. So please give us a call because we can take a look and see potentially about getting rid of that loan altogether. Before 2026, that's a tax-free forgiveness.
I learned that only one parent signs the student loan documents.
Yes. So there's only one person on the promissory note in 99% of the cases. People get a little confused, though, because when you're filling out FAFSA, it's about everybody's financial information and can get a little confusing. But the main issue is who is on the promissory note.
So you want to go, I'm not trying to be funny here, but I am going to be funny because it's going to sound funny.
Because it's just natural.
Because I'm hysterical.
looks aren't everything.
I understand, but that goes a long way. If you're going to pick a person, a parent, that is going to sign, you'd probably want to go with the parent that's got the higher probability of having medical challenges. And again, I'm not trying to be funny because if the parent that signs, if 95% only one parent signs, mm-hmm. and you've got the one parent that's got a better, higher chance of probability of coming down with a disability, or not being able to pay, and their income gets cut due to the disability, then the student loans get a better chance of getting either reduced or eliminated.
Yeah, it makes sense. So that's part of our analysis too, in that. When parents take out Parent Plus loans, we want to take a look at which parent is the borrower. It's very important because the statute, the law applies to the borrower. So if that parent already has an illness that is likely to become a disability, if we can get the Parent Plus loan in that parent's name, that does make more sense. If that parent is employed in the public sector, makes sense for that parent to take out the Parent Plus loans. If that parent might be retiring soon or have a lower income to help out keeping those payments a bit lower, that also helps out. So there's a lot that goes into it. But yeah, you're right. You're right about that.
See, yeah. I told you I'm right about almost everything.
Everything.
You just love to hear that.
So Ray, I mean Roy, except pronouncing people's names. So Roy, what is the department? And this is, I never thought of this. For everybody buying a home, to contact what department of either the township or the village that you're buying in. They call the city hall. Now, in Northbrook, it's a village in Northbrook, so it's a township or it's a village hall, you would call.
Yeah.
The city of Park Ridge, you would call city hall because mm-hmm. it's a city of Park Ridge.
Yeah.
So you would call the governing body mm-hmm. of that town, whatever mm-hmm. it is,
yep.
and you would ask for what department?
The department that handles their sewage department.
Public Works.
Now, if it's public works, if okay. it's unincorporated area, it might be septic and sewer or whatever. But there, almost every municipality has a separate public works department that deals with. Sometimes water supply is different than sewer, but you just call your village and tell them I have a question about my sewer. They will transfer you to the right person.
And what is the question that they should ask the person on the other line in the sewer department or the public works department? I'm buying 123 Hummingbird Lane.
Right.
Okay. So I am, hi, my name is David Hochberg. I'm buying 123 Hummingbird Lane. What's next?
Can you tell me if there's any history at this property of the city sewers backing up?
Okay.
And they keep meticulous records, hopefully. they sure. need to know. And there are certain neighborhoods that are prone, chronic, and things like that. And I don't think you have to go to the Freedom of Information Act. In my experience, the villages are very forthright about that. They probably don't get too many calls, but they should, because... no matter where you're buying a property, you'd want to know that, and it's not on the disclosure form in most cases.
Would that also coincide with, is that a low-lying area that floods when it rains a lot? Would they be able to tell the home buyer that? Prospective home buyer.
Yeah, I don't know. You would know probably if, what's disclosed as far as flood areas and things like that in the real estate disclosures, but... No, the city sewers is totally different than that. And you could have both problems. Could right. be a low-lying area that has sewer problems, but there's some high areas. And I was saying during the break, there's towns, Naperville, Hinsdale, that never had problems before. They're not low areas or anything, but the sewers are just literally overloaded. And they have
of what they're building.
They're getting sewer back up, and it's not a low lying area, so it could be you could have both problems, you know, surface flooding as well as sewer problems. But you could just have a sewer problem in a high area.
All right, we got to hit a quick break here. 312-981-7200. We have Mary Ellen calling in with a question for you, Richard.
Okay,
Richard Senior. 312 about a motor and a blower on a furnace, which motor I know you get all excited about. 312-981-7200. MicroPro's call, text, and photo line. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago on 720 WGN.
Home Sweet Home Chicago.
MicroPro's call, text, and photo line. Photo line.
I can't talk.
I don't understand the whole concept.
It's magical.
I don't speak freaky deaky Dutch.
You understand what I'm saying. I want you to tell the contraception story.
Wrong word.
Yeah, whatever. It began with the C. Let's not get critical here.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
3129. You can't make it up. It's just that magical. 312-981-7200. MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. You want to throw something out, Ray? You mentioned right before we came on the air about another acronym.
Right. Well, so to answer your question, you asked me how much in federal loans are currently in default. That's $110.5 billion currently is in default. Something very important I want WGN listeners to know about, because we often talk about public sector loan forgiveness, is those of you who don't work in the public sector, you work in the private sector, there is relief for you also on your federal student loans, especially now. There's something called an IDR waiver, income-driven repayment waiver. We have to take affirmative steps and to get you this relief. But a friend of mine who's an attorney who is in the private sector owes another $300,000 on their federal loans. And because of this IDR waiver, instead of having to pay for 11 more years, he's going to be done in 3 years and the balance forgiven. So that's just kind of an idea of how the law applies to your federal loans. If he didn't know about this or didn't apply for it, he could be paying for another 11 years.
We have to make sure Roy Spencer is not on.
We're freaking out.
Especially don't let him sit next to her, because he's literally about
no wonder why things don't make any sense.
I don't know how she's talking with his hands around her neck.
Upside
like
down right now.
I'm betting that we're going to see a permaseal Roy Spencer flying through an 18th-floor window here just because he's had it.
Yeah.
I don't make the law. I just tell
we know.
You guys what
we
the
We know.
Law
yeah,
is.
You're that's a delight. All. This doesn't make any sense, though.
If you're able to write off that much student loan debt, then there is a major problem within the system of giving that much money out. It's just math. Again, I am not a math wizard. I am not an actuary.
Can I tell you the flip side, though?
Oh, here we go.
Again?
All right.
No.
So,
come on.
Yes.
There's educated people now.
I know. Yeah. All right.
You're always going to have a secure job. You don't have to sell this.
Okay. I understand. But so let's say you have $100,000 in loans. Oftentimes, people in federal loans, interest has been accruing since the loans were disbursed. They pay under one of the payment plans, and they wind up paying back $300,000. They took out $100,000. So they're paying over a long period of time. The government makes money on these loans.
I get it.
Yeah. So the amount that we're getting forgiven and that other people are getting forgiven is a tiny, tiny fraction.
I mean, we know how good the government is at managing money.
Right.
Like, we've all learned that.
And I'm
going
to give you another yin to your yang there. To spend $300,000 on interest on a $100,000 loan, I would be thrown in jail for that.
Yeah.
Okay, that's called a usury loan. I could not originate that as a licensed, background checked, FBI background checked, fingerprinted, and an NMLS number. Could not give those loans out because of the usury rate, interest rate, but the federal government could give it out in the form of an interest rate and charge and have a 10-year repayment plan, which is ridiculous. Yes, Roy Spencer.
So
you got to get close.
You're in the mortgage business. Back in the day, you'd buy a house for $60,000 or something, and you would take a 20-30 year mortgage.
Yep.
What would you end up paying if you just made your monthly payment at the end of the month? What would you end up paying for that $60,000 house? You can tell me.
Not off the top of my head, because
he's no mathematician. Rates play a factor.
This isn't 1972 where you and Rich are buying homes.
That was my first house. It was $60,000. I'd probably still be finishing my payments about
I'll
now.
I'll tell you what. During the next break, I'll put it in the system, and I will tell you how much a mortgage today. The rates are about 6.5%. How much the cost is of a 30-year fixed loan, $100,000 mortgage at 6.5%, and I'll have the total cost, and we'll
We'll weigh it out.
My point being is I think I would end up paying twice as much for that house because I made those mortgage payments. So the government's charging them three times or whatever.
But you have 30 years to pay it back.
Right.
They have
you 10. Can refinance it multiple times. You're gaining value on that because your equity is increasing on your home as opposed to your student debt. On the student debt, the rate is ridiculously high.
It's not that high. It's only 7%.
Which is ridiculously high.
Well, in today's standards.
In today's standard, it's a bargain.
Yeah.
But it's amortized over 10 years instead of 30 years.
It's over 20 or 25 years.
Okay. Oh, my goodness.
Ray, we looked.
This is why she gets angry texts. I'm going to start texting the show right now.
So how about those furnaces?
How about that new Ford F-150?
Most of those angry texts are from Ray, though.
Yeah, I believe it.
Mary Ellen in Des Plaines, do you have a question about your motor not working for Rich? Oops, is Mary Ellen there? Mary Ellen, sorry, it helps when we bring you on the air to talk to you. How are you, Mary Ellen?
Good. Thank you for taking my call. Last week I had a clean and check on my 13-year-old furnace, and the repairman told me that my universal blower motor was probably not in the best shape and that I would, in the near future, be needing to replace it. Now, he suggested instead of that it would be an expensive repair, instead of repairing, that I would need a new furnace. And when he gave me a price of over $10,000, I was shocked. And then a couple days, but I thought, well, you know, it's still working, so I'm not going to jump on this with the holidays and all. Then a couple days later, I received a call from the company making it sound like this was an emergency, urgent situation, like I should be having this repaired, like, tomorrow.
Yeah, no, like I've always said, and I keep saying it, get a second opinion.
Okay.
Get a second opinion, because if your blower motor's running, it's going to keep running. Very rarely do those go bad.
It's either working or not working.
Not working.
Right? Yeah.
Exactly.
There's
Can
no
you
middle.
Replace a blower motor instead of just the entire...
Oh, absolutely.
And how much is a new blower motor?
Maybe $1,000.
So $1,000.
He told me like $1,400.
Okay.
Yeah, it depends if it's a ECM motor. It's an electrically commutated motor.
Look at that.
These acronyms are killing me.
I'm trying to remember that one.
Can we go back to the interest rates for a second?
Oh my goodness. Oh, no. Mary Ellen's still on the line. Hold on. She doesn't want to hear it.
I'm sorry, Mary Ellen.
You have to take care of Mary Ellen.
I told him if my furnace went out, that he jinxed me and it was going to be all his fault.
Yeah, there you go.
And I'm just hoping it doesn't go out on Christmas Eve when I'm hosting.
Yeah, it probably won't. Yeah. It probably won't. He's trying to sell you a furnace.
Okay. Well, would you like
get a second opinion?
Would you like Dykstra to come out and check it out, Mary Ellen?
Is there a charge for that?
There'd be a service call, a service car. But I would really wait. If something goes out, give me a call and I'll get you set up. We'll take care
of
it.
Okay, I'll need that number. Okay, thank you so much.
Yeah, hang on, Mary Ellen. We're going to put you on hold, and
we'll send you something next week.
Yeah, we'll send you Mr. Floor Cleaning Product. Go ahead, Ray.
Okay, so for undergrad, as an undergraduate, your interest rate on a federal student loan, which is set by Congress, before everybody yells at me.
No, we're not yelling at you.
4.99% fixed interest.
Okay.
You can't say that's usury.
That's a good rate. What's the amortization?
Well,
is it 10 years?
It depends.
Another attorney.
Oh, attorney answers.
So it's 10 years if you're in the public sector, 20 years if you're in the private sector, and then forgiven, but you have to pay income tax on it.
Okay.
Now, if you go to grad school, the interest rate 6.54%, and on direct plus loans for federal parent plus loans, it's 7.54%. These are all fixed interest rates, and they are set by Congress. So, I understand there's that feeling out there. But what actually happens is there are a lot of different payment plan options. And by statute, when you come in and out of these payment plans, the interest capitalizes, which adds to the principal balance on your loan. So there are reasons, but those loans start to accrue interest pretty much as soon as they're dispersed to the schools. But in many cases, you don't pay the interest that accrues.
Can we both agree that the cost increase in college education over the past 20 to 30 years on a year-by-year annual basis is absolutely ridiculous.
Yes, and if you look up the endowment funds of a lot of these schools, it's
just disgusting.
Billions and billions of dollars.
Right, exactly.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so we
Deal.
Agree.
Okay.
Yeah, we agree.
And
yeah.
I got to go to traffic and weather here. 312, Kevin Wells is like, enough already. Let's go. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. That is the MegaPro's call, text, and phone line. We're going to throw it over to Kev and then come back and finish up the show.
Now back to Home Sweet Home Chicago.
All right, we got a short ledge here before we throw it to Northwestern basketball. So, Keith, you got a question for Roy, buddy. Fire away. Jennifer. Sorry, Jennifer. Sorry, Jennifer.
Yeah.
You got a question for Roy?
Insulation. Our crawl space is encapsulated by PermaSeal, but the insulation above that needs to be replaced.
Right,
that's perfect.
What kind of company would be good to call, or you know, to get that done?
You know who to call, PermaSeal. we do rim joist insulation. Just that area, just above where the crawl space wall ends, where our encapsulation end. That's where the house meets the foundation, and that's a big source of heat loss. So we have a spray foam insulation, happens to be on sale this month by December 31st. So thank you for the timely call. But give us a call. We'll come out and give you a free estimate on getting that insulated. I think you're going to see a world of difference in the warmth of your
cold. What number should you call, Roy?
You call 800-421-7325.
421-SEAL. Okay, 1-800-421-SEAL. All right, Jennifer?
Absolutely. Thank you.
All right. Hang on for your Mr. Floor cleaning product. How awesome is that? Rich, give us a nugget of knowledge. We've got to get out of here by 43-something for 43-20 for Northwestern DePaul basketball.
It's going to be really cold. If you haven't had your furnace cleaned, call and get it cleaned. $89 specials just for WGN. You have to say, I heard you on WGN.
And another reason to call you instead of somebody else is that you're not going to try to sell this poor lady, Mary Ellen, in Des Plaines, a $10,000 unit if she doesn't need it.
She doesn't need it? No, absolutely not.
Scumbags.
Yep.
Roy, if our listeners want to reach out to you and your fine tribal members, what's the best number?
800-421-SEAL or permaseal.net.
Ray, what do you want to leave our listeners with, my friend?
That even though there's a lot of confusion in the student loan world right now, there are so many different ways that we can get your loans forgiven, get you into a lower payment plan, help plan how to get your kids through college without taking out any private student loans or doing anything that will get you into financial trouble. So we can do a lot of pre-debt planning. If bankruptcy makes sense for you, we can very potentially get rid of your federal student loans now because of this new Department of Ed regulation.
Game changer.
Yeah, it really is. It's not a regulation. It's new guidelines, but certainly it's opening up a lot of doors in terms of getting rid of student loans.
Phone number, attorney Ray Kaplan, a.k.a. Student Loan Assassin from the Kaplan Law Firm. What's the best number to reach you and your team?
Call us at our office, 312-294-8989 or financialrelief.com.
Tracy Kahn, Joe Cotton Ford, what nugget of knowledge would you like to leave with our listeners on this beautiful gray Saturday?
We have 2 weeks left to take advantage of Section 179 this year. I have inventory to help you take advantage of it. So come see us at Gary and North Avenue and Carroll Stream or reach me at joecottonford.com or 630-682-9200.
Do you have to take delivery or just place the order for once?
No, you have to take delivery. You have to have an ST-556, which is a tax form, in order to write it off.
All right.
You need a serial number. You can't order it. When you order it, there is no serial number.
Yep. Okay. MegaPros Jeremy, MegaPros Home Improvement, you guys are celebrating Christmas with your family tomorrow.
We are. Yeah. It should be fun. I'm looking forward to it.
And next Saturday, we're having a replay of your father's last show. I think that was November 11th, before he passed away on Coming Home. I was listening in Detroit. So out of honor for you and your family and your father, we're going to replay. Thank you to Mary Boyle for agreeing to do that. And Benny's cutting the show up because it was a 3.5-hour show. We got to cut it down to 3 hours. That should be very difficult with all the nuggets that were in there. But if our listeners want to reach out to you to get information about doing a project, this is the best number.
847-658-8989.
Anything else?
No, call us with any questions, any home issues. Condensation may arise on your windows, on your ceilings. Call us. We're here to help.
I want to leave everybody with this. I will be back on New Year's Eve But going into next year, we are opening up the affinity program that I've been launching through the companies to every single listener through the month of March. If you're buying a home or selling a home and work with our team of realtors, the realtor will give you a 1 percentage point discount off the listing and will give you up to a 1 percentage point off of the purchase price in the form of a closing cost credit. Schluter will give you a discount on the title if you sell and discount his fee on the buy. And we will throw in a closing cost credit for all of the origination costs and a portion of the appraisal under this program. We use this program for a police officer in Buffalo Grove, saved her close to $9,000. So if you're looking to buy or sell a home, now is the time to get a hold of me. We'll get you lined up and coordinated. We got to get over to Northwestern basketball. Thanks for listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago on 720 WGN. Have a great weekend, everybody. Merry Christmas.
The preceding episode of Home Sweet Home Chicago was sponsored by David Hochberg and MegaPros Home Improvement and Restoration, Joe Cotton Ford, Ray Kaplan, and PermaSeal. For additional sponsors of the Home Sweet Home program, please visit WGNRadio.com/Home Sweet Home Chicago.